Columbus has had a program to get clean needles to people who use drugs for about 2 years. That program changes its model this month, in part because of community response to needles found on the street. WOSU's Paige Flager reports.
It's a drug house right now. That's where they'll go in and they'll do their drugs, leave their trash in there. And it's evident, like you're going to see everything inside. Come on. It's just boarded up.
Susan Perez walks down Scott Street in Franklinton with a baby on her hip and two toddlers following close behind.
This is where I go around, and once in a while you'll see the needles. Be careful.
The house is mostly boarded up, but has no back door. Inside, the floor is littered with used syringes, bottle caps, and needles.
I'm a parent, and I'd like to see a change. You know, I want my children to be in a safe area. I want my children to play outside and not have to worry about them stepping on used needles, them catching a disease.
Public health officials say every day in Columbus, 4,300 people use injectable drugs. Only one program in the city helps those people get clean needles. It's called SafePoint. The goal is to help reduce the spread of diseases like HIV or hepatitis C. For the last 2 years, SafePoint has been a needle access program, meaning people didn't have to bring in used needles to get clean ones. The program handed out more than 900,000 needles in its first year and more than 1 million last year. Research shows giving out needles without requiring used ones in return is the easiest way to ensure people use clean syringes every time. But that's controversial.
We were hearing from our community that they felt like a lot of the excess needles that they saw in our community were all coming from SafePoint.
Dr. Maishika Roberts is the city's health commissioner. Columbus gives money to SafePoint, about $50,000 a year. The city stipulated that money couldn't be used for the purchase of needles. And starting today, the funding comes with another stipulation.
We felt that a syringe exchange program versus a syringe access program would help our community in a few different ways.
Under the old access program, people could get up to 300 clean needles per month, no questions asked. The new syringe exchange program gives a person 10 needles per visit, plus an additional syringe for each used one that's returned. But bringing back used needles can be difficult, says Peggy Anderson from Equitas Health, the company running the SafePoint program. That's part of the reason it didn't have an exchange requirement before.
You know, what if I've just gotten out of jail? What if I lost all my syringes? A lot of our folks are either homeless, they're couch surfing, they're not in an area where they can keep large quantities of their used syringe, and you don't want to get arrested with then the syringes on you. And so folks get rid of them.
Dr. Roberts from Columbus Public Health hopes that by limiting the number of needles people can get in each visit based on how many needles they bring in, they'll come into the program more often, which means more opportunities for health evaluations and getting into treatment.
The other advantage of a syringe exchange program is we knew that it would have some impact on limiting the number of needles that we saw in our community that were not disposed of properly.
While it's impossible to know if needles found on the street are from SafePoint, research does show cities that have needle exchange programs see more responsible disposal of used needles than cities that don't.
It's a box of, 10 bags of 10 syringes in there.
Stacy, who preferred we not use her last name, has been using the SafePoint program for years. Her bright blue eyes are cast down as she digs through her bag full of clean syringes and a special container to put her used needles in.
I've been telling everybody we need to take home the containers and start bring them back in the right way. I think this will kind of make people do that.
She says this change in the program will make this habit a necessity instead of just a goal. Paige Flager, WOSU News.